If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Greetings and salutations to you all. Welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business. Your business is our business.
You know, I have this issue with temperature, with drinking. Cold drinks make me freezing cold.
They do.
And then I have to drink something warm in order to warm me up. I am hugging my mug right now.
You are.
I'm freezing. I go from being comfortable to freezing just like that.
Air conditioner in the studio comes on, and it's funny because you'll take on and or put on and then take off your jacket like four times in a show. And it all has to do with what you've got there.
It all has to do with what I have to drink. And so,
what are you drinking there?
I just have some tea.
Hot tea?
Hot tea.
I like it.
Thank you.
I should go get some.
You want some hot tea? Mm. Right? You're drinking his water. He's so good. We had in our last hour, we had a registered dietitian, Ricky Lee Hodson, here with us.
Mm-hmm.
And she has just got me thinking about some of my habits of recent when it comes to eating, nutrition, activity, and this whole thing. And, if we aren't in charge of what goes in and how healthy and conscientious we are of our activity and all of that, then the world and the marketing will get me.
It's true.
I don't know about you, but National Fast Food Day?
End caps.
With donuts constantly in the kitchen here in the studio.
And that's hard, too.
It is so hard to have the willpower that is necessary. And so how do we beat that? How do we make sure that we actually can stay on this healthy habit without being completely derailed? Well, I found a great little article by James Clear. He says, here's how you can eat healthier without even thinking, Eric Raymer.
In other words, Eric's survival guide.
Yes, Eric's survival guide. Not even thinking.
You know, I give credit to this guy because this is just James Clear. He's pretty succinct in what he's thinking, and he's going to help me get right back on track. And this is something I've heard before, but I think it's important to restate. Use smaller plates. If you use smaller plates and fill them up, you feel like you're eating. Psychologically, you feel like you're eating more food. And I'm telling you, there's a psychological factor that makes all the difference in the world.
You know, we actually had a dinner plate set that I had purchased. And it came with dinner plates. It came with lunch plates. It came with soup bowls, cereal bowls. Like, it was like this whole little set. And several years ago by now, I actually got rid of the big dinner plates that I used to serve my family dinner on, and we moved over to the lunch plate.
We're doing the same thing at my place. My son and I live together, and he went out and got some new plates and
dishes,
and stuff.
Right?
Yeah, and I've only used the big ones once. Mm-hmm. We're just simply using the medium size, whatever you call the serving plates. Did you know the difference between a 10-inch plate and a 12-inch plate is about 22% food? I mean,
no way.
It's a 22% reduction. That's
really?
Almost a quarter less food if you just go with a smaller portion.
If you just go with a smaller plate.
Yeah.
And then your plate still can be filled.
And
because it's full. The plate is filled versus trying to put a smaller portion on a big plate.
Right.
And you're like, oh my gosh, there wasn't very much food here. Yes, you get to fill it up. And that's what we've done as well. Another way to eat healthier without even thinking, make water more readily available than soda or even coffee.
I love water. I drink more water than most people. I just do. I don't crave soda. I don't crave coffee and water. I'm happy.
You know, here's something too. You know how our mind can play tricks on us, our eyes can play tricks on us as far as proportions and things like that.
Yeah.
So if you do drink alcohol, soda, or coffee, with all the fixings inside of it.
Right.
It says use a tall, slender glass instead of a short, fat one.
Oh.
Because it actually looks bigger.
Because
of the vertical.
Right.
You think you're getting more. You feel like you're getting more. And therefore, you will naturally help you drink less. But when you have a little short glass, you're like, I didn't get very much.
I don't
have
think
a refill.
The bartender's going to help me with a champagne flute for my whiskey.
Well,
people are going to look at me funny.
Okay, well, maybe, but just one. Just have your one little and just know that that's all you're
going to
have, right?
All right?
And so I think, you know, it's tall, slender glasses. If you've got short, fat glasses at home, pitch them.
Mm.
Keep the tall, slender ones.
How about using plates that have high contrast color opposite the food?
Oh, interesting. So I actually I have white plates.
Yeah.
And I think that is probably, it says when the color of your plate matches the color of your food. So if it's,
rice on your,
I
your
could
white
have
plate.
A lot. But they say dark green and dark blue make great plate colors because they contrast with light foods like pasta and potatoes.
Right.
So you're like less likely, to overserve yourself.
Yeah. If it's the same matching color, you're just going to keep serving and serving because it just blends in.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Display healthy foods here at the studio. We actually have it's always filled, a fruit bowl with oranges and bananas and apples and pears, so that there's always something healthy for
us.
God
bless Wendy, the fruit bowl lady.
Right? So when you're in a rush, you just want to grab something quickly. They always have something healthy.
All right.
And here's what you do with the unhealthy food.
What do you do with it? Throw it away?
Well, just wrap it in foil.
In foil?
Yeah, because then it's a little bit out of sight, out of mind. So the healthy food is in plastic wrap or in a fruit bowl where you can just
see it.
Yes.
All right.
And then the unhealthy foods, that leftover cheeseburger, wrap it in foil and, right?
Wait,
I don't know.
Wait a
I don't
minute.
Know.
Wait a minute. What's a leftover cheeseburger?
Pizza, leftover pizza. No.
Yeah, sometimes leftover pizza.
Sometimes leftover pizza.
All right. Keeping healthy foods in larger packages and containers and unhealthy foods in smaller ones. Big boxes and containers tend to catch your eye. They take up space in your kitchen and pantry and otherwise get in your way. As a result, you're more likely to notice them and you'll eat what's inside of them.
Well, these are interesting. These are just
psychological.
Just to kind of trick your brain and so you don't even have to think about it and, kind of clearing out the junk food out so it's not readily available. And it's not that we're always going to eat healthy or we're never going to have a cheeseburger again or anything like that, but it's setting yourself up for success when it comes to nutrition because the world is completely against us.
I'm working in that direction. I do have some struggles with the fast food thing, and I there was a time a couple of years ago that I never went to a fast food place, not for an entire year, and now I'm kind of back into that bad old habit. But I do some healthy practices, and one of them is in the door of my car I carry a big old bag of nuts. I do the almonds, and that's protein. It's good for me.
Yeah, but
essential oils and stuff.
You have to be careful with the quantity that you're.
I don't eat them all day long.
Okay.
I have three or four at a time.
Oh, okay.
Just small portions.
Okay,
gives me it's the chewing that I miss the most.
So the protein shakes, the green shakes, they're not your favorite.
Do shakes real well.
You're like, I want to chew something.
I want to chew something. I want to feel like I'm actually participating
in my
nutrition.
Which is the exact opposite of me. If I could just, have shakes and drink my way through the day and never have to get a fork out, I think I would be just fine with that.
Yeah.
Because I can, you know, drink them on the go. I can drink them at my desk. I can on a walk in a, with a fox in a box.
Where's Dr. Seuss when you need him? Listener Dean says important healthy insights going on here. Thank you very much for tuning in, Dean. We appreciate you.
Well, we just, I mean, as entrepreneurs, eating is often, I mean, we just can get so distracted by our work,
yeah,
so caught up in our day. I mean, if I don't plan for what I'm going to eat during the day, I can work right through lunch.
Yep.
If I go to a networking event, you know, I might have a couple of cheese cubes, and next thing you know, I get at the end of the day, and what
your body's
did I eat
going,
today?
Hey, what's up?
Yes.
This is where, if you get a chance, folks, to go back and listen to Ricky Lee Hotz, our registered dietitian that we had on the earlier hour, So Much the Better. Go back and take a look at that segment and listen to it again and again, because she taught us that if you do smaller portions, more spread across the course of the day, way better.
Way better, way better, because your body isn't holding on to, you know, when it, most of the time we're in starvation mode. And then what do? We come home at the end of the day when we've made 1,000 decisions through the day. So now our willpower is depleted. And, you know, we open up a bag of chips or a tub of ice cream and sit down with the remote, and it's all downhill from there.
Right? It really is.
All right. Well, those are some tips on how you can eat healthier without even thinking. If you've got some great tips you want to share in the comments below, we would love to hear those from you as well.
There you go. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer hanging out with you today. We want to thank you for tuning in to this, the home of positive business talk. And we will see you, we'll see you right after this commercial break. Please remember to do business with the people who do business with the pros.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the home of positive business talk. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer helping you get your business right.
We are. We're going to give you some powerful techniques for you to become a better public speaker, which I'm super excited about. Our guest is Paul Geiger, author of Better Business Speech, Techniques, Tricks, and Shortcuts for Public Speaking at Work. Because when you can master public speaking, our guest says, and you can execute a presence that conveys clear thinking and confident body language. Paul Geiger is an accomplished actor, a seasoned speech coach, and, of course, author of the book Better Business Speech. Paul Geiger, welcome to Experience Pros.
Are you with us, Paul?
I really appreciate the opportunity.
You are. We got you. Thank you so very much. Very nice to have you on the program. But Paul, let's start off with this. Both Angel and I, of course, we speak for a living, but we know that people are mortified of the whole concept of public speaking, and yet when given proper tips, they realize it's not nearly as frightening as they thought it was. What percentage is the speaking side, the mental side, and what percentage of an effective presentation is called body language?
Well, I would say that a lot of it is mental, yes. The mental and the physical definitely inform each other. And the physical side is definitely gesturing, but there's also a large percentage of it is really deliberate and supportive breathing. And I know that sounds so simplistic when you think about the physical side of speech, because we breathe in an involuntary way all the time. But really being able to harness that vocal fuel and know that that's where you get your forward momentum from is a huge eye-opener for so many of my clients. And then as you spoke about the mental side, it's certainly being able to characterize what your message is a means of keeping you on track so that you don't lose your way in your presentation. Obviously, the physical and the mental, they both inform each other. But gesturing, of course, is a huge part of the physical side, but so is breathing.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, breathing. I don't think we've talked about and heard about gesturing, but not necessarily breathing. Is this while you're talking, or are these breathing exercises before you get up to give your presentation?
Well, no, actually, it's a being aware that you are in charge of taking those deep breaths. A lot of people don't even really conceptually understand that you do breathe when you're speaking, but there is no way to make sound unless you're actually pushing the air up past your vocal cords and creating that sound. But it's more of the sensation when you are public speaking, you need to be grounded in your body. So I find that the easiest way to get people to the place where they're able to easily follow their impulses, follow those natural gestures, you know, the kind of gestures that you have when you're talking with your friends on the back porch. Wouldn't it be nice if you could do that when you're up in front of 10 board members? Well, the way you do that is through your breathing, you're able to tap into those impulses. And I've had a lot of success getting people to open up those floodgates and then therefore feel more relaxed, more comfortable, and then project that as confidence.
Do you find that in many cases, Paul, the headline, the subject line in an email address, but when you're talking about giving a presentation, your headline, bold, powerful phrase makes a major impact on whether or not people are going to listen in the next 30 seconds?
I really do. That's a wonderful topic to speak about. I actually use the term, Eric, a bumper sticker. And the reason that I came up with that is because so many clients would say to me, well, I know what my elevator pitch is, which seems like it's a short version of what it's all about, but often the elevator pitch would be just a little too long.
Sure.
And the reason that we use a bumper sticker is not only so that listeners can process what we're talking about and be able to structure a framework, but also so that the speaker can not lose their way. It's more of a visceral characterization of what the message is that you want to get across. So it's something that you, in conjunction with good breathing, good physical forward momentum, now you suddenly have a message that's, I use the term, a plant your flag in the sand message. And if you can get through the first 10 seconds of a presentation, you're pretty much over the hardest obstacle.
Yeah.
So it's good to have these physical and mental approaches to getting over that initial surge.
We're talking with Paul Geiger, the author of the book Better Business Speech, giving you tips, techniques, tricks, and shortcuts for public speaking at work. And I know oftentimes, you know, we're not always given a whole lot of warning sometimes at work that we need to do a presentation and to be ready. So the idea of having this book in your arsenal and already be practicing, even if you aren't typically doing presentations at work, oftentimes it can come up at the last minute. You actually, you know, when I think about the presentations and, you know, being super nervous or not knowing, you know, how to kind of control or what all to say, one of the things, Paul, I often see people try to do is just put too much into their presentation. They want to give you everything and the kitchen sink, and they might only have 25 minutes to do that. What do you recommend in that situation?
Well, what I tell everyone to do is to realize that nobody can really process more than three ideas. So what you want to do is you want to come up with what are the three most important ideas you want to get across to the people you're speaking with. And then understand, put those, if you can mentally picture this hierarchy of ideas, put those three reasons at the 20,000-foot level. The bumper sticker that I spoke about just a few moments ago would be up at the 40,000-foot level. And everything below 20,000 feet is what I call the weeds. And you only want to go down into that detailed area upon request or if there's a need for some sort of elaboration. But this isn't like a middle school math project where you have to show all your work. So a lot of people mistakenly think that they want to just throw the kitchen sink in there. And unless you create a strong framework for people to be able to process your ideas, they're going to lose you or you're going to lose them.
Mm. Paul, we have just about time for one more question. You talk about the energy of attention. I suspect that you're talking about kind of the roller coaster ups and downs of the attention span of your audience. Give a little bit of information around that.
Well, in terms of the attention span, actually, it's more of that energy surge right in the beginning. You actually feel it when you're in a conversation one-on-one with someone. It's just the energy of them paying attention to you and listening to what you have to say. If you were to add three or four more people into the room, you would feel all of that energy as well. And it's something that's real. It's not something that's in your head. It's always there. And I know you talked about earlier about people who are just good public speakers. It's not that they're ignoring that energy. It's not that they don't feel that energy. They've learned how to habituate with it. They've grown accustomed to it. And you have to be able to recognize that it's there and not be surprised by it, because the physical responses to being surprised and frightened by this energy is that fight or flight response that tightens up the body. And that's the one thing that you have to push back with, which is your diaphragm, your breathing, your full body expression. So you can see this can sort of send somebody into a difficult spiral.
I love it. That's Paul Geiger, Better Business Speech. Get a copy. In fact, get two. You know somebody who needs one, too. Paul, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Eric.
Folks,
thank you.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more positive business talk right after these messages.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
It's the holidays, time to connect with family and friends and share special moments this season. From holiday meals to parties and parades, you can depend on TracFone to help capture and share the moments that matter, thanks to nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable networks. There's more. With no activation or cancellation fees and unlimited carryover to keep any unused minutes, text, and data, you can change your no-contract plan anytime without penalties. And TracFone makes staying connected to family affordable with devices and airtime service plans that fit your lifestyle to help you save. For example, the 30-day smartphone-only plan with talk, text, and data on America's best 4G LTE networks is just $15 a month to share the moments that matter. TracFone phones and airtime service plans are available at more than 100,000 retailers nationwide. For more, visit get.trackphone.com.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV on your time.
Friday is good. Black Friday is better. But Black Friday at Staples is better than better. Hurry to Staples this Black Friday and get an HP Stream laptop for just $199. That includes 1 year of Office 365 Personal. Staples also has deals on tablets, printers, monitors, and other great holiday gifts. TGIBF. Thank goodness it's Black Friday at Staples, where HP Stream laptops are just $199. Staples. More holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
While supplies last. Valid 11/23 to 11/27/17.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
303-4607.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Psst. Hey, you.
Me?
You.
Me?
You want a tip? A marketing tip. I got a marketing tip for you.
You got a marketing tip for me?
Don't take any wooden nickels.
Don't take any wooden nickels. That's a marketing tip?
It is now.
It is now? Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. It's a little weird when somebody is like, psst, hey, you got, I got something for you. I'm like, I don't think so.
Everybody driving down the interstate leaned into their car.
Yeah, No. I don't think so. We are going to give you some marketing tips that are perfect for small business. So if you want to boost your traditional marketing efforts, like radio commercials and print ads,
right,
we're going to give you some tips on how you can complement your marketing campaigns with some incredible promotional techniques.
And, you know, you can do it without spending a lot of money. And I think that's the important thing, because we all in small business know that we're on a tight budget, that there's, you know, not a lot to go around, especially when everybody's been paid and, you know, the payroll comes out and all the other necessities come out. There's probably very little at the end. So these will fit within your budget and still boost your traditional marketing. Number one, include your website link on all company emails and all other correspondence. How many times do you know you get an email from somebody and their brand is not represented at all?
At all. In fact, many times their email address isn't even branded to their website. And so let's talk about branding. Let's making sure that your website links, that the emails that you're using to interact with prospects and customers, that all correspondence has your website on it. I know, it, for those of us who are, who've kind of been around the block a few times, we're thinking, why is this even on the list? You'd because, be surprised. Yeah. There are so many people still, you know, and making sure that it all matches.
Right.
That your website link matches your Facebook and your social media feeds, matches your email address, matches your blog. Why that it's the, all matchy-matchy.
Yeah, right. Why in the world would you be promoting somebody else's business, Gmail, Yahoo, Hotmail, AOL? You know, why would you do that? All right, the next thing, you want to get your marketing a little bit of a boost. Provide some tips, advice, or information that is value-laden with your website. So send people to your website.
When people are out and about scrolling through the internet, they're usually looking for some tips and advice and how to and how can I. And so if you've got some pages that actually address those questions that people are asking their phone, what's the best way to market my business? What's the best way to, if you have those answers and solutions on your site, you're actually attracting more clients to there. So often we just want to start with buy my stuff, buy my stuff, buy my stuff. They landed here. They obviously are ready to buy.
Right.
Not necessarily.
It's true.
They are just looking. And so make sure that you offer tips and advice, because it is now a voice activated world.
Use targeted pay-per-click advertising. Now, we like this for a couple of different reasons, and you can use pay-per-click advertising on like Facebook. You can use that on the Google. If you provide local services, use keywords to, and if you don't know what you're doing, for Pete's sake, this is a place to get a professional. Invest in a professional. They will pay you back over and over and over again. But here's the thing. Plumbing repair? Yeah, it's not going to be big enough. It's too broad, right? Who knows? But how about ceramic pipe plumbing repair, Denver, Colorado?
Now we're talking. Now you're talking. And I think so often we think we want to keep it broad because we want to have it opened up to a larger audience. But when it's too broad, you end up in a search of 200,000 results.
Right.
So having more, including the vicinity, your geographical area, more targeted, specific words. What did you say? Ceramic.
Ceramic pipe.
Pipe. Oh, yeah, you know, right. Something more specific into what you actually do is going to bring you in more of the right audience. How about this one? Put flyers, catalogs, or brochures in every order. Don't assume that they all know everything that you offer.
Absolutely not. And if you're sending stuff out, shipping it through the Postal Service or FedEx or whatever, give them something. I used to buy all my magic supplies, and I used to sell magic tricks, right? I used to buy these, and every single order had another catalog of new stuff that I could buy.
Yes.
Guess what I did?
I bought new stuff. Yeah, you always let them know there's other things that they can purchase. There's a funny story about this this company that built a warehouse in a remote village area in another country. And the people in the area came and they worked for him for a week. It was fabulous. They all got paid. And on Monday, nobody showed up for work.
Right.
On Tuesday, nobody showed up for work. On Wednesday, nobody showed up for work. And he sends his manager out to go find, where is everybody? Why aren't they showing up for work? And the manager comes back and says, well, they all made enough money to cover everything they'd ever want. They don't need anything anymore. So now they don't have workers. And so they went back to the drawing board to try and figure out, you know, now what do they do if they don't have workers,
right,
and employees? So a month later, everybody in the town received a catalog, and they've never had a problem
ever since.
And yeah. So they don't always know the services. They don't always know everything that you offer. And they think if it's just this one thing, how quickly am I going to have to come back again? So
you want some good marketing? Run a contest or some kind of a big promotion that gains attention. You know, we do that with our fan bragging contest. We run a contest and people talk about it. People engage in it. Thousands of people vote in it. It's a good thing for attention, drawing attention back to you.
Oftentimes, right? You can donate items to silent auctions or connect with your local radio station and offer the prize in contests that they're running.
Right.
Talk about attention. Make sure that you are connected with your local media, that you are providing reputable sources for articles. Even though you might not make the news, you might become an expert guest that they call on to be a contributor host or a correspondent host.
We love that. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Word of mouth is the best kind of publicity you could get, best kind of marketing that you could get.
In terms of because that customer conversation, by the time they get to you, they're probably mostly pre-sold.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
However,
yeah,
that the Word of Mouth Marketing Association,
WOMA,
says that less than 13% of all business is actually new business comes from word of mouth marketing. So it's not really an effective marketing plan to drive more business into your company.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once they come, they are pretty much pre-qualified. And as long as you don't screw it up, they're more likely to do business with you. But the frequency of them coming, it is not an effective way to grow your business.
You've got to win them with loyalty.
You absolutely do. Acquiring a new customer costs about, what did I hear yesterday? 5 to 25 times more than keeping an existing customer.
Yeah, it's a lot. Just go out and make sure that you've got loyalty reward programs.
Hey, things that
keep
reward
people,
your current customers.
Say thank you for the people who are doing business with you already.
Hey, so often the rewards and the discounts and the promos are for brand new customers only. Nay, nay. Keep the current ones happy and they'll bring you new business.
Here's one of my favorite ones. Pick up the phone and call your existing customers. Get this. I'm going to read this exactly as it's written from the article that we're drawing from.
Okay.
Call your current customers. Ask how they're doing. Ask what you can do better. Ask if there are ways you can make their lives easier.
Ooh.
Ask how they're doing.
Right?
I was just thinking of my favorite customers. You're on the list. How's your day going
today?
The
best person to tell you what your customers need is your current customer.
Right.
So, you know, how can we make it easier for you? You know, invoicing, our invoicing methods, our delivery methods, our follow-up methods. Is there anything we can do to make it easier? And listen to what they offer. And because a lot of times one customer has the representation of multiple customers. And just to connect with your customers, how often do they hear from you outside of the sales process? Probably not very often. And you think, well, where's the value in that? If I'm not calling and making a sale, why would I call them? Then we go back to, let's create some customer loyalty.
Build that relationship. It is all about the relationship, friends. Trust me on this. It doesn't matter what you know. What matters is who knows you and how loyal they are to you. So keep that going. Finally, network with your customers. Instead of joining a trade or industry groups that are in your industry, I used to do seminars with a whole bunch of other magicians, and none of them hired me, not once. But if you network with your customers and you get to build those relationships with your customers, guess what? You are tip of mind, top of tongue. No, top of mind, tip of tongue. We'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to Angel and Eric. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network, home of positive business talk. And if you'd like the archives of this broadcast, check out experiencepros.com. Click the radio tab. Back after this.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy.
pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. This is America's home for positive business talk. We are positively thrilled that you are tuned in with us. Wouldn't you love to improve your time management?
Always.
Right. I there are some people who say the thing you can't manage is time. It's just going to keep marching on. I don't know that that's true. We can certainly organize our efforts.
I know. There are people that the phrase time management, they get stuck. They get stuck on that. Whatever you want to call it, getting more out of your day, being more productive, you know, less time wasters, less distractions. If you don't like the word time management because you can't really manage time.
Yeah, go listen to Larry the Cable Guy and get her done.
Yeah.
All right.
But I've had actually people when I, you know, when we're out and about and they talk about time management. And so then it's semantics, whatever you want to call it. Right. But we're going to give you some techniques that are actually just going to help you be more productive.
There
How
it
about
is.
That?
That sounds good. You know, one of these things, when we get to it, we're going to talk a little bit about multitasking. It's one of those things that I could get stuck in the woods in, but I'm working out of that. I'm just saying, you know something, get her done. And number one, and this, by the way, comes from an article written in Success.com by Brian Tracy, says there's a lot of mental techniques that we can do to improve our time management. Did you hear that? Mental techniques. The 6 inches between your ears is going to affect the rest of your day.
Interesting, because, you know, earlier we talked about our health and nutrition, and it was these mental behaviors.
Right.
When we talk about success, it always goes out to mental behaviors.
There it is.
Leadership, mental behaviors. They are getting wiser and wiser about how powerful our thoughts are really over helping us accomplish anything that we want to do. But the very first thing that Brian Tracy says we need to do to be more productive is to visualize our daily goals.
You know, how many times have you ever seen somebody put something up on their bathroom mirror or on their refrigerator door and post it so that they can see it every day? What are they doing? They are visualizing the success and or prize at the end of the day that they really shoot for.
You know, every now and then you have a meeting and you think about how you want that meeting to go. I'm going to say this, they're going to say that, it's going to come out. Or if you're going to be speaking, you kind of have this visualization. But really the activities of getting you through your day, have you ever thought about even just visualizing your regular work day and accelerating the outcome of what you want to see, the interaction you want to have with your staff, with your coworkers, with your customers, even visualizing traffic just flowing on I-25. I should see if that works.
You're working on that tonight. Mm-hmm. All right, here's the next one. Avoid putting off tasks. Now, I will do this. I admit that I'm a procrastinator, and I will put off tasks until I think that there's going to be a bigger consequence for putting it off than getting it done, and that's when it gets done.
Right, but when you put it off, it's always there lurking in the back of your mind.
It's that snooze button on the...
Yeah, and so it distracts you. It is a complete distraction.
Yep.
You don't even know you're creating your own distractions because you're not dealing with something. Get it in, get it out, get it done. Like, just avoid wasting the mental energy when you worry about the unfinished to-dos. So as soon as the task comes up, just get it done. This is one of those things at our house with our dishwasher. We had a war with the emptying the dishwasher at our house for the longest time. Nobody wanted to empty the dishwasher. I didn't want to empty the dishwasher. I don't know why. Again, we get these things in our heads.
It's like folding laundry.
It's bigger than we want it to be. So one day I'm emptying the dishwasher and I timed it. I wanted to see. I put it off, let the dishes kind of collect up on the counter all day long. And okay, how much time does this really take? And I timed it.
Yeah.
You want to guess how much time it takes to empty a full dishwasher?
47 and a half minutes.
3 minutes.
3 minutes?
3 minutes.
What?
As soon as I realized it was a 3 minute task, like, I can do that. I'll get it done, and it's no longer been an issue. And then if actually you have somebody in the kitchen with you, a buddy, and so this is what I tell my kids, take a buddy with you, and it'll only take you a minute and a half.
What? Why does it take me 47 minutes?
Because I'm going to guess you don't just do, you're doing your version of multitasking. That's Eric's version of multitasking, and it takes 45 minutes. We're talking about mental techniques to improve your productivity and time management through your day. And I love tip number 4.
Go for it.
He says, make a to-do list.
A to-do list?
A to-do list.
All right.
I am such a list maker.
Anytime.
Kind of the same thing as unfinished tasks. It takes up all this mental energy and you're worried and you're thinking about, right? And at my house, as soon as I get to three things I want to get at the grocery store, three things I want to do today, three things we're going to, anytime it gets to three, it now becomes a list. If it's one or two things, I can remember and recall that, and I can get that done. But as soon as it hits three, and everybody at my house knows, oh, we got three, got to make a list.
It's not just your house. Everybody at your office knows.
Have I taught that too?
Absolutely.
Isn't it? But it helps you to keep track of the things you've done.
Yep.
I mean, especially if you check off the things. I bet you that's that dopamine, that serotonin that's released in your brain every time you put a little check mark to say, I did that, I did that, I did that. It's this celebration. It's this milestone. It's this encouragement to go on to the next thing. Am I boring you?
No, you're not boring me.
You look like you are completely bored. You're like yawning all through my whole thing.
No, I didn't mean to yawn.
I'm so done with this whole time management thing.
Exhausted because of the workout that we did just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Here's the next one, and this is one that I really love, and it is to reward yourself. To celebrate your milestones. When you get something done, go give yourself a reward. And, you know, if you're talking about eating a box of donuts every time you finish a task, probably not the wisest reward. But maybe go out for a walk or, do something that you love. Just get a fresh air, whatever.
Yeah, do some. Make sure there is a prize that you are celebrating. And whatever it is, it doesn't have to be a big thing, but something little. And then if you just find yourself just never ending. You feel like you're just go, nonstop, constantly. There's no white space in your calendar. There's no free time. There's no downtime. Make sure that you're scheduling your time to relax. You know, I actually saw a time management workshop where she said the first thing you put in your calendar is your relaxing time. Mm. Now, if you are not super productive, you're treating your business like a hobby and you're not overworked, this is not a technique for you.
Yeah, you're already doing
you're
it.
You're already doing it. You schedule your work time. But for those of us that feel like we are just burning the candle at both ends, that there is never any downtime, there's no time for just me, make sure that you take some time and schedule some relaxation time into your day, into your week.
I think that's really solid advice. And with that, my friends, we bid you a good day. Thank you so much for tuning in to this, the home of positive business talk. Eric Raymer and Angel Tussey helping you get your business right. Lord willing, we'll do it again tomorrow. Why don't you check us out then?
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.